This is the February 2nd, 2018 Organization of Affairs violation hearing for ACM, which is the
Association of Computer Machining.
My name is Brian Turner. I am the Organization of Affairs Committee Chairhead.
I'm Justin Patridge. I'm the Rules and Procedures Committee Chair.
I am Brenda Penn, Engineering Student Organizations Representative.
I'm Chris Meyer, Funding Chair.
Hi, my name is Jay. I'm the Treasurer for ACM.
And my name is Austin Turner, and I'm the President of ACM.
And my name is Barry Jones, and I'm here for training purposes.
So today we are talking about the three missed meetings that the ELCA has put on. I believe they're all funding meetings?
No.
No?
I'll look up the dates.
Yes. With the exact dates here in a second.
We have November 3rd, December 1st, and January 27th.
Yeah, so we have one missed funding hearing, right?
And two General Assembly meetings.
Two General Assembly meetings. And which one was the funding hearing?
The 27th of January.
27th of January, 2018. So on these parts, the policies we're looking at is the starting one, this one here.
Well, that's the
violation hearing
process.
So it's the requirements. Requirements for continued. Requirements for team membership. There goes. So general assembly. And we're looking at section. Our Title 4.3.3 in the rules manual, or the procedures manual, right?
We're looking at Title 4, Chapter 3, Section 3, General Assembly Attendance, and Title 4, Chapter 3, Section 4, Funding Hearing Attendance. The General Assembly Attendance states an organization in the Engineering Leadership Council is required to send a representative to all General Assembly meetings. Attendance will be taken by the faculty advisor of the Engineering Leadership Council. Exemptions to the General Assembly meeting attendance requirement are to be made by the faculty advisor of the Engineering Leadership Council. Violating this policy is worth a number of violation points defined by the Organization Affairs Committee on a per-case basis. The funding hearing attendance policy states an organization in the Engineering Leadership Council is required to send a representative to all funding hearings. Attendance will be taken by the funding manager of the Engineering Leadership Council. Exemptions to the funding hearing attendance requirement are to be made by the faculty advisor of the Engineering Leadership Council in cases of extreme emergency only. Violating this policy is worth a number of violation points defined by the Organization Affairs Committee on a per case basis.
So on that point, I move that we hear what you guys state reasons why you missed the meeting, and then we'll come back to the claim.
Okay. So for November meeting, we did not actually miss that meeting. I was there personally. So
we have a sign-in sheet, and we declare attendance based off the sign-in sheet, and you were not signed in on the form.
I cannot recall if I did sign or not, but I'm pretty sure I was there.
Well,
say they went, but we don't have any evidence, unfortunately. And for December, just forgot about it, or?
Yeah, there was a, I don't remember getting an email about that, and he doesn't remember getting an email about that either.
I will check the records to make sure.
Yes.
Uh, there.
And I do know that your other officers are receiving emails as well, so it's, I think,
So you received a email on December 1st December 1st at 4:02 PM, as well as you received an email on November.
Which email did you send that to?
I will look this up in a second. As well as you received an email on November 27th at 9:25 AM.
Okay.
And these are going to all your officers.
Right.
And the specific people they are being sent to are. They're being sent to Austin Turner, austin@dringo.io. President, Vice President Jillian Tobin, jillian.tobin1997@gmail.com. Treasurer Zachary Stock, zstock@nevada.unr.edu.
Those are
no,
your.
Oh, sorry, it's you. Sorry.
Sorry.
Wrong
these
one.
Are the, so the president is Austin Turner,
yes.
And that's the, just say that email.
Sorry.
And then for Vice President Vinny, vinny25396@gmail. And then as treasurer, we have Jay Lee. Secretary is Nathan. Director of programming is Alexander. And director of hackathons, Jack. And director of fundraising is Dalton. And then also director of media, Jamie. And webmaster, Jackson.
Right. He was reading off of ASC
sorry.
Lists. And
yeah.
Can we present the list to them so they can take a look at the exact spellings of all the email addresses, make sure that is correct? Or if we can just
and then
turn
when
around.
When were those emails sent out?
In
December.
There was one November for the December meeting was November 27th at 9:25 AM. And I do have a receipt confirmation from you as well as a spam filter pass.
Yeah, I don't see anything in my inbox for November 27th at austin@dringo.io.
And then December 1st. The title is General Assembly Meeting of the email.
Yeah, I don't have that in my inbox.
Okay. I can go to the SIMPA server and make sure their email address is inputted correctly.
Yeah, as I confirmed you last time, I did not email you for the dates you're mentioning.
Yeah. I did check with the SIMPA and you were receiving, and there is an open request on yours. Must have been deleted because I have a confirmation that you opened
but,
the email.
But regardless, I know
yeah.
that there are at least some officers within your club receiving these emails.
Right.
Yeah.
The way that we handle it in our club is that he and I are to handle that.
Right.
So
right.
they wouldn't be concerned with any email that would come from you.
So that brings me to a question. Everyone knows we have a meeting once a month. And you guys relied on the emails, which we do send out, and it's a courtesy. Did you guys ever check the website to see when these meetings are happening, or contact any of the officers of the ELC?
No, because I rely on the emails to remind me to know when they come in.
Yeah, I cannot find the website, unfortunately.
So you guys turned in a funding application, so
yeah.
We know that you have access to the website.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as all of the meetings have been posted since August something
mm-hmm.
This year on the website. And
you attended the first meeting where we stated all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I meant I cannot find the calendar portion of the website.
It's on the main page.
You just scroll way to the bottom.
Literally the first page.
So type in NevadaELC.com and scroll down to the bottom of the first page.
It's not the bottom, it's in the middle.
Middle, sorry. Middle of the first page that pops up with NevadaELC.com.
Yeah, the calendar on there?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just an embedded Google calendar.
Yeah.
As well as we have a subscribe option, which if you go and hit the plus on the bottom of the calendar, you subscribe and it'll automatically give you events on your Google calendar,
say for ACM or to talk about?
As in what?
Anything either in reasons why you didn't go or in anything in your defense or
yeah.
to present?
Yeah, so basically in our defense, it was just a communication error between me and the treasurer. I was under the assumption that he had gone. I actually sent him a text message at 12 asking if he was there, and he said, what was the date of the last meeting? The 27th.
The 27th of January, 2018.
So what all I got from him, I asked him on the 27th, I asked him if he was at the meeting, and he said we got denied, and he said that the assembly is next Friday. So I was under the assumption that he had already gone, otherwise I would have made sure that he would have left.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to this conversation?
And then on top of that, I don't have any emails in my inbox for the ELC meeting in December.
Okay. Do we get a check on the server? It says right.
Yeah, we got an authenticated spam pass.
To austin@dringo.io?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I don't see it in here at all.
Yeah.
And I have other emails around that time. So
yeah, it might have been deleted accidentally, or you might have moved it to another folder.
Does your email automatically delete stuff in your trash folder?
I'm not sure. This is actually an organizational account, so
okay.
It's
yeah.
possible.
Because I know Gmail, I don't think does, unless
yeah.
you go through and manually delete it.
But like we have our own domain, so that's why it's at
yeah.
Dringo.io.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a civil engineer. I don't understand it.
Yes. Yeah. No worries. Yeah. It might be that it might have got hit a spam filter, got
yeah.
like deleted automatically.
Yeah.
I don't control the SMTP at my mm-hmm. at my company, so.
Yeah.
In
so
layman terms, he
mail
just
yeah.
he doesn't control the filter that kicks mails on or off his email.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can add another email address for you.
Yeah. Let's just switch that off so that it goes to my personal one.
Okay.
Try to keep that separate then.
Yes. Give us a sec to.
Just fill out a new officer form.
Is that
on the website?
On the website?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you go under forms on the website, there's new officer. Just for your for yourself, just submit a new president.
Okay. Yeah. I think on this part, if you said everything you had to say,
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to move to the committee's questions.
Okay.
I guess I'll. Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
Yeah. I'll do some organizational stuff.
Yeah.
So how we're going to be organizing this portion? We're going to go based off each violation. So we're going to start with violation of chapter 4. I have Title 4, Chapter 3, Section 3, on November the 3rd.
Anything? No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
On this one, you stated that you were there but did not sign in.
I cannot recall if I signed in or not. I sign in at every meeting.
minutes are put out there, so he, they can state.
And we get entire approval.
We'll do a double check on that. If it's not signed in on the original, then we'll have to move forward with that as a miss. But we will at least check into that.
We're now gonna move to violation of Title IV, Chapter III, Section III on December 1st, 2017. Chris?
I definitely remember you guys not being there.
No comment.
So you guys stated for this meeting you missed because of miscommunication?
Yes. Well, it was a miscommunication in that we didn't know that that meeting was gonna be at that day or time.
Sure, what was the date again on that?
December 1st. So this should have been a general meeting?
It was a general assembly.
Do you feel that with all the resources we give, that's an adequate explanation to not know something's happening?
Well, I mean, if I don't get anything in my email, there's no way for me to know. I mean, I run a startup and I have a lot of other classes, so I rely on my email from you guys to be able to tell me when things are gonna happen.
And then we'll move to violation of Title IV, Chapter III, Section IV on January 27th, 2018. Chris?
As I stated before, I did explain in multiple emails that regardless of if you're getting funding, you need to be there.
As well as I did at least a few times, I can go through the specific emails.
My question's the same as last. Do you feel it's an adequate reason to have missed this meeting?
Well, if it's between me and the treasurer, and I asked the treasurer if he went, and it seemed from the way that he texted me that he did, that I wouldn't have to try to see if there was another person who could make it to like try to organize that. So it might have been a miscommunication on his part, and then just a overall miscommunication on both of our part.
Do you still have those text messages?
Yeah.
Can I see a screenshot of that?
Can you send a screenshot to Nevada ELC at GoogleGroups.com?
Yeah, sure.
We'll
yeah.
submit the text messages between ACM's president and vice president,
president and treasurer,
to Nevada ELC at GoogleGroups.com.
As well as they will be added into the minutes of this meeting.
Gotcha. Does anyone know how to take a photo on
power button and down volume?
Okay.
No.
Hold it.
On Android?
It's the
S7, you're going to hold the power button and the home button.
Okay.
Same time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And then the email again?
You were received an email on
the email that I'm sending.
Oh, NevadaELC at GoogleGroups.com. And then you received emails on January 8th, January 18th, January 19th, January 23rd, and January 26th.
So it was Nevada ELC at
GoogleGroups.com. And we'll make sure we receive it before this meeting is over.
Okay.
On that part, discussing the individual violations, I think we'll move towards just general questions from the committee.
No questions.
No questions.
Just to clarify, what day is that going to be on, so I can put it in my calendar?
That is on.
It's a
The dates will definitely be provided at the meeting tonight.
Okay.
It's going to be on the back of your agenda.
Great. Okay.
I can look them up also if you would like, but.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
If it's going to be there, just call me.
Yeah. I move to go to recommended sentencing.
I just have a couple questions.
Just okay.
Yeah, I want to do a couple questions before we go to that. So on this, I want to know, how do you guys feel you can fix this in the future to keep this problem from happening?
Sure. So as part of it, we'll be putting in to our weekly meetings the ELC as like a motion,
mm-hmm.
and then try to get people to say that they are or not to be able to go. I think that'll solve a lot of communication errors.
Mm-hmm.
And then how far in advance? Well, I guess I won't rely on the emails. I'll just go to the ELC site and schedule it that way.
They're posted on August, as well as we usually give a reminder on
would be an appropriate form of punishment, I don't wanna say punishment,
Penance.
Penance, that's a much better word, penance, for missing these three meetings, considering all the other clubs have either given an excused absence or made it.
Yeah, I was assuming that the penance would be that we wouldn't be getting any more funding this semester, but we would still be eligible next semester with the new officers.
Okay.
I think that's written in the manual.
Oh,
Not exactly.
Technically, based off the manual, ideally, or not ideally, but based off the manual, you would get kicked out, but that's not ideal.
It also depends on point assignment from which we're gonna do here in a minute.
So we'll explain violation points pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So how violations points work is every violation is given a certain number of violation points. One violation point is the first point that action happens.
Okay.
And then three violation points is usually a termination from the EFC. It's usually one violation point per violation.
So I'm gonna move that the committee moves to the violation point hearing part and determining the value. And as organization affairs chair, I move that each violation is 0.99.
I second.
It's below the three, we don't want to terminate their club from the EFC.
Right, oh, okay, then
That would give, if there are three violations, that would be 2.97, and if there are only two, that's 1.98.
For violation of Title IV, Chapter 3, Section 3, on November the 3rd, 0.99 violation points are assigned.
Which will be stipulated upon us checking the original copy.
Yep. On the violation of Title IV, Chapter 3, Section 3, on December the 1st, 0.99 violation points are assigned. And on the violation of Title IV, Chapter 3, Section 4, on January the 27th, 2018, 0.99 violation points are assigned. Now we go into recommended sentencing. So, for deliberation of a few different options that we have, we have fringe funding, which we can go and sit there and wait for next year, as well as we have the possibility, I don't remember if you were here for this portion,
round for fall, and they get access to their fringe funding, and they only have second round for funding fall. In spring, they get, it resumes back to normal.
Yep, right, and then I'll just read it off officially.
Yeah.
So the recommended violation remittance, I don't know, what would you call that?
The recommended violation to be given to the general committee will be that for the fall semester, we will state that you shouldn't be able to receive first round funding, but second round funding is open, and that you'll have full access to your fringe.
With the, and then for spring semester, the stipulation that you attend the rest of the meetings for the rest of this semester, as well as E-Week and the Welcome Back Barbecue at the beginning of next semester, and all the meetings of the fall semester next year, you will be able to have first round funding again in the spring semester.
And I move that upon ending of the violation period of fall and at the beginning of the spring semester of next year, of next academic year, that your violation points be removed.
Okay.
So that agree?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. That's all we have. We'll basically, what's going to happen at 4:30 or some time period during the general assembly meeting is we'll go and sit there and we'll just bring up what we talked about here. Talk about the recommended violation, then we're just going to take a vote on what people think. Does that sound like a reasonable cadence for you guys?
I was kind of concerned about harming the next semester with the dependence point or the violation point. So if it lasted until the next semester, then the new coming officers wouldn't have the sins of the last semesters.
Yeah, so at the end of this year, all the violation points are empty. It's just the penance.
The penance.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
So all that's going to happen is you just are not eligible for first round funding.
Okay.
Do you understand? I know
yeah.
you guys missed a ton of meetings. So I don't know if you know how that works.
Yeah, no, I know how it works.
Yeah. So essentially, we have caps for the funding for first round. So basically, clubs can only ask for $2,500 for grade one first round. So say you file an application for $5,000, $2,500 would go through first round, and then we would go through grades 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then after grades 1, 2, 3, and 4 are given money, then it goes into second round. So that's basically whatever else is left of your application. So all that happens is just first round, your cap is reduced to zero.
Okay.
We understand your concerns about the sins of the past affecting the next board, but unfortunately the ELC continually runs.
Right.
And so we can't just look at what the current presidential board is, because they could be leaving in the next meeting, and then we just give a full reinstatement back to a board that may not have been partial to it, but we need to hold everyone accountable, and that includes the entire club.
And like, if we don't hold that accountable, someone can say, okay, we're changing in October to try to wipe it out.
I see. Yeah.
We
okay.
don't want that sort of loophole to be created.
Yeah.
We just have to have these.
So the trial will happen at the general meeting, and that you'll also be able to state your case once again, and we'll go through and talk about the ELC's perspective versus yours, and the general committee will then decide upon vote for the violation.
Okay, and I just want to validate that the email that I sent to you got delivered.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we received, and can we take a look at it?
Yes. I understand how you can be confused by that conversation.
Yeah.
We have received the screenshot,
and they will be added to